Islahul al-aqaid, correction of beliefs, which is very, very important in this period of time, that we understand our beliefs in regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in regards to the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, the messengers, beliefs in regards to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Anbiya, Tawassul, different headings and subject matters in this kitab, which are very, very pertinent. And we find around us the attack on our belief system right now. Whether it be in regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in regards to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where internationally, globally, there's a call for the Abrahamic Accord. They all come unto one religion. The children of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So very subtly, the attack on aqaid and beliefs. So we have to know our beliefs. What is the correct belief system in regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the messengers, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Hayatul Anbiya, etc. These are very, very important aspects in our life. When it comes to Sahaba radiallahu anhum also, attack from the Shias in regards to Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that we know our aqaid in regards to Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And the life of Barzakh, when you go into the Qabr, what is the reality in Barzakh? Some people believe that Barzakh or Jannat and Jahannam is just a thing of imagination. That if you feel good, you're already in Jannat. If you feel depressed, you're already in Jahannam. As you know, these things are haqq. Jahannam is haqq and Jannat is also haqq. So in regards to, we will discuss from the section entitled Hayatul Anbiya. The lives of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam is Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah literally translates in English Ahlul Sunnah, the people of the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam wal Jama'ah, and the group of the Jama'ah means group. And the group of the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. This phrase was coined from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma ana alayhi wa ashabi. The one Nabi of Allah, who should we follow? Ma ana alayhi, that which I am upon, and my Sahaba radiyallahu anhum. But that which I am upon, that is the Sunnah. So Ahlul Sunnah, the people of the Sunnah. So ma ana alayhi wa ashabi, and that which my sahaba ikram are upon, wal jama'ah, jama'atul sahaba. So what's our aqidah and beliefs in regards to the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, where we have a certain group of people that believe that Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam have passed on into the barzakh, into the hereafter, and they are dead. Innaka mayyitu wa innahum mayyitun. That, O Nabi of Allah, soon you will pass away. Innaka mayyit, you will also be a mayyit. وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ, and entire mankind also will also pass away. So they hold the belief that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has passed on, and that he's dead in his qabr, na'uzu billah. So what is our belief, Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah? Belief number one, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as well as the other anbiya, messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alayhimu salatu wasalam, are alive in the graves. They are alive in the graves. Their life is in the barzakh. Barzakh refers to that period of a person's life between this worldly life and the day of Qiyamah. When a person goes into the Qabr, that place is called the Barzakh. قَمِ وَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. So their life is in the Barzakh, bodily and hissi. They have perception in the Barzakh also. Their physical blessed bodies have been protected from decomposition. The earth has... is haram for the earth to consume the bodies of Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam. And over here also Muhaddithin explain that when it comes to the shuhada, the martyrs, do not regard them to be amwata. بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّمْ يُرْزَقُونَ. The martyrs which are not Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu says they are alive by their Rabb, يُرْزَقُونَ, and they are being given a rosy sustenance also. So this, if this is the status of the shuhada, the non-anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, that they are alive by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the earth will not eat their bodies, moreover with the bodies of the anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, they'll enjoy a higher level of life in the life of the barzakh. This belief is known as hayatul anbiya, the life of the anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. We believe in this. Whenever someone stands at their graves and sends salams to them, they hear and reply. By the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are given permission to reply to us also. In their graves, they are engaged in different forms of worship and tasks. These acts of worship are for enjoyment and not as a duty. Allah Ta'ala allows them. The life in the qabr has restrictions to it. A person doesn't have his own choice. Unlike in this worldly life, you have a choice to do as you want to. Whether you're going to take the right path or not the right path. Person has a choice. In the qabr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasn't given us choices over there. Everything happens by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah ta'ala wills it to happen, then it will happen. Person is in the qabr, person goes to visit his parents, etc. Is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he'll be able to see you. He'll be able to reply to you. Belief number two, it is the view of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah that the portion of land touching the blessed body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more virtuous than every other place, including the Kaaba Sharif. The arsh and the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the kursi and the chair of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To visit the grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is not only mustahab, commendable, but amongst the greatest forms of worship and a means of attaining great reward. When intending to journey to Madinatul Munawwara, one should intend visiting the qabr or to visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as there is more respect for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this. Whereas there is a faction amongst now the ummah that believe that to visit the qabr of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam holds no merit and no reward. لا تشدوا الرحال. They quote the hadith that you should tie your camel or your conveyance and visit only the masajid, the Haramain Sharifain and Al-Aqsa. You can visit only the masajid, you cannot visit anywhere else with the intention of ibadat. Whereas Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we believe one is visiting the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the salah is multiplied 50,000. And more than that, to go and visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we make that intention also, that is commendable. In Madinatul Munawwara, when one is visiting Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he should face the blessed grave and greet him with the words of salam. He may also make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the wasila, intermediary of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to intercede for him. This is mustahab. In the Quranic ayat also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. O Nabi of Allah, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا, if the ummah, after oppressing themselves, come to you, جَاءُوكَ, they come to you, فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ, and they make istighfar, they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ, and the Rasul of Allah also seeks forgiveness on behalf of the ummah that come to him after wronging themselves. لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ, definitely they will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be oft forgiving, تَوَابَ الرَّحِيمَ, and very, very merciful. This ayat is also read at the qabr of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that we have come after oppressing ourselves, our souls, by not giving the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We come with istighfar, O Nabi of Allah, intercede on my behalf, ask Allah to forgive me. That's perfectly correct. But yes, this is not correct. To ask Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to forgive you, or to grant you something. We ask Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on our behalf. Like how our beloved Shaykh Muhammad Hamid Sahib explains also, that we go to the road of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and so to say appoint him as our advocate to fight our case in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And such an advocate will never lose a case. Allah has given him that virtue. O Nabi of Allah, we come all the way to appoint you that fight my case now in the court of Allah. I've got plenty of gunas and sins. Allah must clean me out and stand there and make our own tashkil. That is the place of tashkil. Sahaba ikram will send from there in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, we'll continue tomorrow. Brothers can read the Yasin Sharif now, inshallah. They will read our morning and evening duas, short zikr and dua, inshallah, thereafter. We can take the green kitabs, Yasin is there, and the morning, evening duas also, inshallah. Whatever the brothers are comfortable with. Not pretty long.